Chapter 5. For such freedom Christ set us free. Therefore stand fast, and do not let yourselves be confined again in a yoke of slavery. See, I, Paul, am telling you that if you become circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you. Moreover, I bear witness again to every man getting circumcised that he is under obligation to perform the whole law. You are parted from Christ, whoever you are, that tried to be declared righteous by means of law. You have fallen away from his undeserved kindness. For our part, we by spirit are eagerly waiting for the hoped-for righteousness as a result of faith. For as regards Christ Jesus, neither circumcision is of any value, nor is uncircumcision. But faith operating through love is. You were running well. Who hindered you from keeping on obeying the truth? This sort of persuasion is not from the one calling you. A little leaven ferments the whole lump. I am confident about you who are in union with the Lord, that you will not come to think otherwise. But the one who is causing you trouble will bear his judgment, no matter who he may be. As for me, brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? Then indeed, the stumbling block of the torture stake has been abolished. I wish the men who are trying to overturn you would even get themselves emasculated. You were, of course, called for freedom, brothers. Only do not use this freedom as an inducement for the flesh, but through love, slave for one another. For the entire law stands fulfilled in one saying, namely, you must love your neighbor as yourself. If, though, you keep on biting and devouring one another, look out that you do not get annihilated by one another. But I say, keep walking by spirit, and you will carry out no fleshly desire at all. For the flesh is against the spirit in its desire, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, so that the very things that you would like to do, you do not do. Furthermore, if you are being led by spirit, you are not under law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, and they are fornication, uncleanness, loose conduct, idolatry, practice of spiritism, enmities, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, contentions, divisions, sects, envies, drunken bouts, revelries, and things like these. As to these things, I am forewarning you, the same way as I did forewarn you, that those who practice such things will not inherit God's kingdom. On the other hand, the fruitage of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, mildness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Moreover, those who belong to Christ Jesus impaled the flesh together with its passions and desires. If we are living by spirit, let us go on walking orderly also by spirit. Let us not become egotistical, stirring up competition with one another, envying one another.